The following podcast contains adult themes and language and is suitable for mature audiences only. Ladies and gentlemen, pull up a sex swing and get comfortable. It's time for Podzilla 1985 After Dark.
A sex swing.
Well, or a sex chair. Some type of dildo chair.
Dildo chair.
Dalton's got one. It's a shame Dalton Anthony's not on the show tonight.
It's true.
I have a whole list of questions about his genitals that I will not get answers to.
Aw.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight for Podzilla After Dark, our second week on the new show. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening. Tonight, we have the original Thursday crew. We got, well, minus Tanner. We got Jesse Kimball and Lindsay Wolfgang. Hello, guys.
Hi.
How you guys doing tonight?
I'm here.
Just fine.
I'm getting chilly early tonight. Real pissed off at this execute right now.
That's important. Jesse, you're on vacation.
I am on vacation. What a wonderful vacation it's been.
I've not taken many vacations. The only vacations I've ever taken in life have been to Pennsylvania to spend time with her family.
Yeah.
She was going to go on vacation once to spend time with my family, could not reserve the boat to the River Styx.
I like that joke. Didn't have enough money to pay. Oh, God, I forgot his name.
Sharon?
That's close.
Sharon! Something like that.
Shannon?
No, nobody pays me. It was, Jesse's going to look that up. It was a big day today in the world.
Yeah, it is Sharon.
It's like spelled C-H.
Yeah, C-H-A-R-O-N.
Yeah. Charon.
I think I always heard it like Karen.
And it might be, you know, for the longest time, I thought Cerberus was Cerebrus.
Yay for pronunciation.
Yeah. And the classic story when I was in school that I saw the word hyperbole and I said hyperbole.
It actually is, in fact, Charon.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I looked up the Wikipedia page. There's the pronunciation guide.
Jesse Kimball is obsessed with proper pronunciation.
I like being right.
I know you do. I know you do, buddy. Oh my God, CC Cleaner on my computer. Stop telling me I can clean up space. I know I can. I don't want to right now. Let's talk about what happened today. I had this whole thing set up about Donald Trump, and we were going to talk about the Michael Flynn resignation. We had a bunch of things to talk about. And then today, he did his first solo press conference, which I don't even have half the notes for what he said today because it was so bafflingly bad. But I did add some of it to what we have here. We are also going to talk about Cash Me Outside. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about PewDiePie.
Okay.
Monopoly. That piqued Lindsay's interest. And Pokemon card controversy.
Yes.
Yes. Let's start off with the Michael Flynn resignation with Donald Trump. Jesse, we talked a little bit about this on, I think, Tuesday.
Yeah, it was
Tuesday. Yeah, when you guys were here. We didn't go into complete depth about it, though. So basically, for those of you that are listening, Michael Flynn was the national security head that I think he was in power for 3 weeks before he resigned. The reason he resigned is because, well, it depends on who you ask. If you listen to the news, the facts from the White House even is that he was asked to resign by Donald Trump due to a lack of trust. If you listen to Kellyanne Conway, who went on all the talk shows, it's that he quit. So no one really knows what the complete true story is, but all signs point to that he was asked to resign by Donald Trump, which I find really hard to believe.
Because the White House says that he was straight up fired.
Well, there was a guy that said, I forget, one of the representatives that said that you should get your news directly from the president. It's the only way you know that it's trustworthy.
What?
You see the humor in that right mm-hmm. there, don't you? Michael Flynn lied to Vice President Pence about the trouble he got into. So he lied about communicating with Russia before he was in the position he was in. He lied to the Vice President. He lied to all these people about being in communication with Russia. He actually, from what I gather and from what the intel says, is that he went to Russia. He talked to them and he actually warned them about the sanctions that then President Obama was going to put on Russia over the hacking of the Democratic National Convention or the National Committee. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy that's in charge of national security.
Mm-hmm.
And he's blabbing around to the Russians. Even better is he and his son, his dimwitted son, we talked about this on the show before. Remember Pizzagate?
Yeah.
with what was it called? Cosmos Ping Pong Pizza or whatever, where the jackass went in because he thought that they were, they had a sex slave ring.
Yeah.
Down there. Oh, sheesh. Well, yeah, because
they thought that all the pizza stuff was code word.
Yeah.
Because it was mentioned in a bunch of really weird places. So it was code word for a sex,
it was
like, trafficking
mentioned
ring.
In an email that that WikiLeaks hacked. And there was this giant controversy. And Michael Flynn, I remember posting this on my Facebook, I think, a couple of months ago, actually put, like, this fake news article about possible sex slave. You know, he really inflammatory stuff to the Clinton campaign. He posted that. Of course, the irony is not lost on me that he would post that and that Donald Trump and his administration talk nonstop about fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And how every news is fake news. But we will talk about that here in a second. The bad thing is the Trump administration knew of Flynn's treason is the word I'm going to use. They knew of it over a month ago when they were told by the Department of Justice that this had happened. And what did they do? Nothing. They did nothing to stop him. He still kept his position. He had no sanctions. He had no punishment. The only reason he was punished and the only reason he doesn't have his job now is because it leaked. It got out to the press. The Wall Street Journal posted it. New York Times posted it. Everyone is calling him out. And that is the only reason that Michael Flynn is no longer your national head of security.
Well, because I didn't think it leaked. Didn't the ethics committee release it?
Like, no, this was leaked by, I believe, the New York Times is the first one.
They just can't keep their dirty laundry.
We'll get to that in a
second,
too.
We don't want them to.
The guy that they tried to replace him with tonight turned it down.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, a source said that he tried to serve him up a shit sandwich. And that there's so much chaos going on in the White House right now that he wanted no part of it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Trump's administration. I don't care how big the check is.
No, thank you.
And I imagine he could write some pretty big checks.
Oh, yeah? I mean, he can't personally, but he could write them on behalf of the United States. Because, I mean, he's broke, is what I hear.
Well, did you get that from a leak? Is that fake news you're talking about there?
That's some fake news for you. That's some fake news.
During the solo press conference today, Donald Trump said that he had not spoken to Russia in years. He hadn't called them in years. He had no idea any of this was going on. It's a smokescreen. It's a complete smokescreen. And God, you know, I wish I could talk about something else. I wish I had something more interesting to talk about than Donald Trump week after week after week. I've got a whole list of notes here to talk about Donald Trump. And it's not like talking about it on this show does anything. But one, I know there's a couple people that don't know this, like Lindsay didn't know this until I mentioned it. Ethan probably didn't know this. He's sitting over here playing Yakuza 0.
I mean, we bring people, like certain people, we bring them news in an entertaining and partisan way.
And on this show, we say fuck a lot.
We do. Because we control the network. We can say whatever we want.
Fucking Donald Trump and his cast of characters. What really upsets me the most is this is a case of no one cared until they got caught. It's one of those things that, like, if you do something wrong and your excuse is, I swear, I didn't think you'd find out.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. It's like, no, you're not sorry that you did it. You're sorry you got caught.
Right, and that's all it is. And now they're shutting him up. The FBI said today that they're not going to press charges against him, that it doesn't look like he intentionally misled anybody. Horseshit. He intentionally misled everybody about this, or he didn't, and they just swept it under the rug, and then they got caught. And what's great is there's not going to be any punishments for anybody over this.
It's one of those things that he may very well have figured there was nothing wrong with what he did, because he might be that dumb. He might think that's
fine.
Well,
this is the guy that's pushing, this is the guy that's saying that there's child sex ring in a pizza parlor in New York.
Yeah. So
that Hillary Clinton leads.
Uh-huh. So yeah, like this is one of those things he could legitimately think that he didn't do anything wrong. And he told them about it and they're like, no, you did what? No, sweet baby. No. All right. Well, we'll leave this here in this room. We're not going to talk about it to anybody. Well, I already told the New York Times.
Why?
Well, no, it's important to know. He didn't tell the New York Times.
No, I know he didn't.
They just found out because they did, you know,
investigations.
What we like to call journalism and investigative journalism, which Donald Trump hates. And if you listen to the last 3 weeks of his presidency, or especially today's press conference, a majority of what he talked about was the media. He has an obsession with the media. Not just that he calls them fake news, but also that he watches it constantly. This is where he gets his information, because it's already been on record that when he's getting his daily briefings, his intel briefings, he's on Twitter. He's tweeting while he's getting briefings. I paid attention to Donald Trump's Twitter one day, and within 4 or 5 hours, he tweeted like 9 times. What president has that much time on their free hands that they can go on Twitter and tweet? Why have they not taken his Twitter away from him yet?
That's the part that I don't understand. Like, that administration needs to take the Twitter account, and instead of giving him the POTUS account,
let somebody else run it.
Yeah, so let somebody else do it. Just keep him off of Twitter, because that has been the most damaging thing that, like, and that is saying something. That is a substantial statement for me to say that the most damaging part to his administration so far has been his constant Twitter campaigns.
To go along with Kellyanne Conway, who is, I'd say she's the trophy wife of this relationship because they just kind of parade her around. But
I can't stand looking at the woman.
I can't either. And from what I understand, I saw this on Morning Joe, that she apparently books herself on these shows to stay relevant, that she's not even involved with the meetings. And if you look at what she said, what some of this stuff flies completely in the face of what Donald Trump has said and what the White House has said. So it seems like she doesn't even know what she's talking about, but they keep booking her because if you watch the campaign, all you heard was Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway, she was the voice of reason for Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, she's also the one that gave us that beautiful gem. You can't listen to what Donald Trump says. You have to know what's in Donald Trump's heart.
Also, she said, you know, he just gave alternative facts.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, alternative facts.
God, I love alternative facts.
If you think
I like alternative carrots.
I don't know.
It was a bag of Cheetos.
Because they're orange.
There's a picture of a bag of Cheetos with a post-it note on it that says alternative carrots. It made me giggle.
I like that.
if you think that they're upset in the White House about what happened, that they're pissed at Flynn for talking to Russia and really putting the credibility of Donald Trump's campaign, of his presidency in jeopardy, you were wrong. Trump is more upset with the fact that the information leaked. In fact, he said yesterday Valentine's Day? 2 days ago on Valentine's Day, he tweeted, because he tweets a shit ton, the real story here is, why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington? Will these leaks be happening as I deal with North Korea? Yeah. The day after, he tweeted, the real scandal here is that classified information is illegally given out by quote-unquote intelligence like candy, very un-American. And it's ironic that Donald Trump would be so upset about leaks when he proudly, during the campaign trail, held up WikiLeaks information from the DNC that sort of condemned Hillary Clinton, but not really.
I mean, they spun it where it did.
Exactly. It was fake news that he turned to his stupid-ass followers who still now
gobbled it up like candy
and still defend him and still defend his vision of America. You can't go on any websites without seeing all of the crazy right wingers coming out in support of him and really taunting the
you
people
give
that
him a
are
chance.
Upset. No,
he's only been in office for 3 weeks. You got to give him a chance, Shane.
They're taunting us now. They're taunting us by saying, you know, we won. Ha ha. You can't touch us now. Like, it's a game. Like, American life is a game to these people, these idiots.
And I also love just the that whole thing with Stephen Miller that happened.
Oh, Dead Eyes.
Yeah. That whole terrifying like thing they posted on the Morning Joe, like that video compilation.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, that was terrifying. And I think Hunter described it best, where you could practically see him saying there towards the end, it's like, "But I won," and just stomping his foot.
Yeah, that guy is a trip, man. I thought Conway and Spicer were the worst. I didn't even know that guy was there.
Yeah, this is the first I'd heard about him,
honestly. I'm pretty sure they're putting him back in the basement.
Yeah, they let him out for one day and they're like, oh, what have you done?
They were just like,
who let you out?
Kellyanne's busy. Sean's out of town. We got Stephen Miller. What do you think? What's the worst that could happen?
He could show that he truly believes that our president is a dictator.
But then Donald Trump tweeted out a congratulations message to him and said, you represented us well on the Sunday morning shows.
Uh-huh.
Because he did.
Yeah.
He did. Like,
he represented them very accurately.
Yeah, we're making fun of it and saying, well, you know, clearly this is a mistake and this guy was terrible. But that's exactly how Trump wants to push it.
Yeah.
If you're tired of hearing us say Trump, 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 we're tired of saying it. What's wrong?
Lindsay just looked really sad, and she looked like she was about to show me something.
No, I'm confused because I'm fighting Ace Trainer Lindsay, and it's spelled the way I spell my name. So I'm fighting myself.
Does she have a Vaporeon?
No, she has a Garbodor.
A Garbodor.
A big old pile of garbage. Now, if she does have a Vaporeon, then we'll see. But
somebody found Lindsay, put her in the game.
Sorry.
But anyway, no, yeah, like, I, yeah. Yeah, going back to, what was your point again?
Oh, who knows at this point. It was something about Donald Trump, probably.
It was something about Donald Trump.
Representing them in an accurate way.
Yeah, just...
A poorly accurate way.
I just forgot what the last thing you said was.
Well, Donald Trump is tired of leaks. He's got a sympathizer, an ally to Steve Bannon and Breitbart. A billionaire named Steven Feinberg is set to head the review of the Intelligence Committee, and it all looks like they're trying to purge anyone that's going to say anything negative about Donald Trump out of the intelligence community. They want to control the intelligence community to make it fit their agenda.
They'll do the same thing with like the judiciary branch.
There's no supreme. There's no supreme judiciary, Jesse. Wall Street Journal ran a headline today that read, "Spies keep intelligence from Trump." And that was actually picked up by a couple of different places. I saw it on MSNBC as well. Because they're afraid that Trump's ties to Russia are a national security concern. And it should be.
Yeah, no, it is.
Because if the guy's in contact with our enemy, then we don't want to give him any information that he might pass along. Kind of like Michael Flynn did when he passed along what President Obama was going to do when he told him what sanctions were coming up. Because everybody thought it was a little weird that Russia didn't respond with their usual bravado when it comes to, you know, sanctions or criticism or whatever. They just kind of took it and went, okay, that's cool.
Well, I mean, they knew that Trump was coming. And they're like, well, he'll fix all of it.
Happy days are back again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But soon, just, you know, Bannon and Putin will get together and they'll decide what Trump needs to do, and Trump will do it like a good little puppet.
If it means that more John Goodman on SNL.
Oh my God, yes, please.
I'm all for it. The real point I want to make about this is that I've talked about this on the show many, many times, that we as journalists are under attack by Donald Trump and the White House and the Trump administration. And it's absolutely true. Even today, during his press conference, he referred to the news as fake news multiple times.
Yeah, because I know at this point he's lumped MSNBC in with CNN.
Everyone that's not Fox.
Oh, Breitbart's pretty safe.
Not even now, because apparently Breitbart ran an article about... Oh, God, I just read about this the other day. But I read that Steve Bannon, who used to run it, was absolutely livid that they ran a story that I guess he didn't approve, or that was not even critical of the White House, but just it was information that I guess they didn't want out there. So now even Steve Bannon is pissed at Breitbart. But Fox News will cozy up to Donald Trump, no problem, and that's why he loves him so much. I had a quote here from Donald Trump about Fox News, but now I can't find it, where he basically said that all news were terrible except for Fox News, Fox and Friends. Their Fox and morning shows are awesome because they play along with him. Fox coddles his ass.
I mean, Fox is like that's the news source of the Republican Party.
It's like extremely conservative.
Like it's very partisan. Like, I mean, and I'm not going to say CNN's not, or even NBC to an extent, but because there's not any really good, like, nonpartisan news source in the U.S. There is close, like, I really like the New York Times. Like, they do lean to the left, but as far as their news articles go, they're mostly, like, nonpartisan.
I got the quote here. It was during today's press conference. He said that CNN's tone is such hatred, and that Fox News has the most honest morning show because they let him and his people come on and lie. That's the show that Kellyanne Conway went on to promote Ivanka Trump's line that got kicked off by Nordstrom. If you have your head up your ass, you realize that Donald Trump is a fan of anyone who gives him a free pass or promotes him. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even matter if you didn't like him before. It's like the moment that you say something nice about him, he will flip like this and promote you, and then flip again and talk about how you're terrible. He called CNN fake news. He said that the New York Times and other outlets should apologize for the criticism they have of his campaign. The more I read this, the more the angrier I get, and the less I want to talk about it. I really wanted to talk about
because it. Because it seems like he truly believes that this is not a democracy.
Yeah.
Like, he truly believes that he has been nominated dictator. And that's, he's been elected dictator because that's how that works. And no one can question him. No one can criticize him. No one can do anything to offend him because he is the most powerful man in the world.
Well, this is also the man that doesn't understand politics or the basic constitution.
Correct.
And we have criticized him. We've criticized him quite a bit. And it's very clear to me right now that no one can stop him except the Republican Party.
Yeah.
That's it. The journalism they've tried to do their job and point out all the things that he's done. And what do they get when they try to do that? Within an hour, He tweeted, the Democrats had to come up with a story as to why they lost the election so badly, so they made up a story, Russia, fake news. An hour later, he put fake news media, which makes up stories and sources, is far more effective than the discredited Democrats, but they are fading fast. He said the public doesn't believe you anymore. Now, maybe I had something to do with that. I don't know.
And at this point, he's setting historical records for his approval rating,
which he said was in the high 50s, I believe, today, when in actuality it's in the high 30s,
yeah,
which is the lowest in history, I think.
Yeah, no, it's not the lowest in history as an approval rating, but he does have the lowest in history for this time frame as a president. Every other president at this point in their term has had a higher approval rating, and that includes George Bush Jr., who lost the popular vote.
W
had a higher approval rating than Trump does right now, even though he lost the approval. Well, he lost the popular vote back then.
Well, that was another thing he said today. He said that he had the biggest electoral vote of the past, I think he said 30 years, 40 years. Someone pointed out and said, actually, Barack Obama's was higher. And he said, well, among Republicans it was, which they then said, actually, George Bush was higher. I'm not making this up. I know it sounds like I'm making this up.
I totally believe it.
And what was his justification for it? He said that he was given that information. That was it.
I was just given that information.
That was it.
So I took it.
I was given the information, so I repeated it.
So if I tweeted out to Trump, like, you have the highest approval rating of any president, like, in the last 20 years,
he'd probably retweet it and say, very smart. Glad guys like this. But do you want your name associated with something?
Oh, absolutely
like
not. I just want to hear him say it in a press conference and somebody say, sir, that's, Mr. President, that's not true at all. You are approaching lowest approval rating of all time.
And yet, despite all that, despite the low approval rating, despite the protests that have plagued the Trump presidency since the beginning, despite his own party lashing out at him, the media attacking him every single day, and of course it's fake, it's all fake news.
All fake.
What's happened? Nothing. We can't touch him. Apparently Donald Trump is invincible. We knew what he was when he went into office. We knew what it was going to be like. We've seen what it's been in only 3 weeks. It's been the biggest shitstorm of any presidency in history, and we can't touch him. So what are we supposed to do? How are you supposed to tell other people about, you know, what's the old saying from V for Vendetta? It's government should be afraid of its people. People shouldn't be afraid of its government.
Yes.
What do they have to fear from us? There's nothing we can do, clearly. The man's lied every day since he took office. You want to hear a funny quote that came out of today? He said that his presidency runs like a, quote, fine-tuned machine.
Did hear about that. I saw that headline.
Oh!
That made me really happy. Also, just for the record, W has the lowest approval rating. He got down to 37.3.
But that wasn't when he went into office.
No. No, like, Trump is the lowest ever.
Of going into office.
At this point in their presidency.
Well, it's like someone said today, I heard on, I forget, it may have been Morning Joe, but they said this might, I think it was CNN. It was Jake Tapper, I think. This might fly, like the way he's acting, might keep the 44% or the, I guess, 40% now of people that approve of his job performance.
He is now at 39%.
Yeah, 39%. It may keep those 39% happy and they can make jokes on the internet and taunt us and go, we won. But 39% of the United States is not what you're shooting for.
No.
This is a guy that swore he would unite all people. He said today that he was going to solve all problems. He's going to fix everything because he, quote unquote,
inherited white rich people.
He inherited a mess from Barack Obama, a mess that included lowest murder rates. Doesn't matter what Trump says, lowest unemployment rates.
And importantly, those in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Like the unemployment and murder rates are both like down. An all time low.
Down. How much progression can you remember coming out of the Obama campaign with gay marriage, with Obamacare? Like, Trump has done nothing in the 3 weeks since he's took presidency other than tweet, complain, and lie.
Because most of his executive orders that actually would have made a difference on anything have been rejected by the Supreme Court because they're unconstitutional.
Which he said today that he's going to create a new executive order that will be more in line with what the judicial branch wants for his travel ban. He's still pushing the travel ban.
I know he is.
It's like when they tried O.J. Simpson. They're going to keep going. They're going to find some court that'll take it.
I know it's like, it's really like tinfoil hat-ish, but I am just waiting for something horrible to go wrong. and it'd be discovered that it was set up by the Trump administration. Like, there's going to be a terrorist attack set up by the Trump administration, and he's going to go, I told you guys something was going to go wrong. Should have let me put that ban on.
Oh, well, you're not the first person to do that. They said that about 9/11 with George Bush. They said it about the Sandy Hook massacre and Barack Obama, that the governments create these things so they can push their agendas.
I guess Sandy Hook was there so Obama could take our guns away.
Yeah. You remember when he came into your apartment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Barack Obama himself showed up to my apartment. And
he was very polite.
Very polite. Very kind. Polite. He just, all he wanted was my handgun.
Yeah. And then he said, where are the white women at? Thankfully, there were no white women in Jesse's apartment at the time.
Correct. Yeah, he came at a slow period.
A slow period.
Any time in the last 2 years.
I really hope that you people that are listening aren't sick of hearing about what Trump's doing wrong. I know you are. I know it's easy to get frustrated and go, I'm tired of hearing Trump day after day.
But as soon as you start ignoring it, that's when the real problems begin.
That's when they win. The moment that you stop paying attention, they know that you don't care anymore. And maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're trying to exhaust us with so much bullshit at once that we can't keep track of what's happening.
And then
every time that happens, they do something else that we don't see.
I mean, that's the only news I've seen is this bullshit. And I know there's other stuff going on in the world.
There was actually this article that Andrew sent me that was super helpful. And it was talking about exactly that, because Andrew and I were talking about it. I don't have anywhere at this point that I can go on the internet and not see something about Trump. Like, even Reddit, like, and I obviously, like, I subscribe to a lot of the political subreddits. I subscribe to news sources and stuff like that on Reddit. But even like the subreddits that have nothing to do with that, I was on r/freefolk, which is a Game of Thrones subreddit. And there was a political discussion going on in there, because apparently there are a lot of people from r/TheDonald and r/freefolk, which bothers me.
It makes, you know, there is a bit of truth to the claims from the White House that the media has been all over Donald Trump more so than they were over Barack Obama. That's true. I don't remember when Barack Obama took office. I don't remember all of the attention, but I didn't frequent CNN. I didn't frequent the sites as much back then. I didn't care as much back then, but I don't think they ever gave Barack Obama as hard of a time as they've given Donald Trump in his first 3 weeks. But there's a reason for that.
I was about to say.
Yeah, they're not picking on him because he's a Republican and they're all crazy liberals. And I know a lot of Republicans that listen, and if you're listening to this show, you may feel the same way. But the reason they attack Donald Trump and the reason we attack Donald Trump on this show is not because we have a personal bias against him because of his affiliation. He's a monster. And he's a liar and he's a cheater. And I don't understand how anyone could support it. We didn't understand it when he was running for office. We don't know how he won. And now I don't understand how anyone can still support him after all this. If any other Republican had won the nomination, if it was of Jeb Bush, if it was Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, any of them, I wouldn't be here talking about it right now. We would have done our show and went, well, shucks. I really didn't want them to win, but at least we expect them to be able to do their job as president. I don't think Donald Trump can do that. I don't think he has the mental capacity or the willpower or temperament to do this job.
Cause it's one of those things we absolutely would have been talking about some of the issues that came up during any of their other presidencies, because they would have been trying to push a typical Republican agenda.
Right.
Like, I know,
abortion and.
Yeah. Ted Cruz would have been actively trying to, get rid of, and granted Trump is doing the same, but Cruz would have been actively trying to abolish Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And, you know, remove all government.
Unless you have a vagina, fuck you.
Yeah. So like birth control would become, you know, that's just something you got to pay for out of pocket if you want it.
Yeah.
Abortions would be illegal again. And we would be talking about those things. Like if that's, you know, that's what he was trying to push, but it's not like we would be talking about any of the ridiculousness. We wouldn't have been talking about, Ted Cruz's Twitter campaign against SNL.
Right.
We wouldn't have been talking about Jeb Bush having to fire one of his part of his administration for treason.
We wouldn't be talking about Jeb Bush giving a speech about, you know, during the Holocaust remembrance and not mentioning the Jews. That happened. He spent more time talking about fake news than he did talking about the Jews during the Holocaust remembrance. It's a travesty. It's a travesty of humanity. And I don't understand how anyone can support it. You know, no one that I talk to, I can say that I don't know anyone that flat out supports Donald Trump. like is that is a fan. There are a couple people that I'm curious about, but they have not outright said it. The only people that I know that have supported him are people that I work for. And it's at least cordial enough that we don't get into arguments about it usually. But I don't understand. And maybe I'll ask him someday. But I don't understand how anyone can support this.
Maybe I'm
supposed to keep my mouth shut because I'm a white guy. I don't have any problems. But no, that's not how humanity works.
Well, yeah, because it was like, it's that classic quote, like, you know, I didn't do anything when they came for the immigrants because I'm not an immigrant.
Right.
I didn't do anything when they came for blah, blah, blah. But, and then when they came for me, there was no one left to fight for me.
Right.
And yeah, that's the case. Just because we are going to benefit more than anyone else from Trump's administration doesn't mean that we should give up the fight.
No, because we're humanists. We're a big fan of other people.
Yeah.
I myself and you, I know, and Lindsay and everyone here, we have gay friends. We have friends of different nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't stand up for them when America wants you to stop, when the president wants you to stop standing up for people like that because they're not like you, then you're less than human. And Donald Trump is less than human. He, at best, he's an idiot that doesn't know what he's doing. And at worst, he knows exactly what he's doing. And his campaign is creating this controversy because it keeps us exhausted. We can't do anything about it.
And that actually cycles right back into, I found that article I was talking about, and I highly recommend you guys check this out. It's How to Get Out of the Cycle of Outrage in a Trump World. And it definitely talks about, like I said, Andrew and I were talking about, there's no place I can go anymore. Like, and I'm constantly seeing all of this stuff about Trump. I'm constantly getting up in arms about it, and I'm constantly exhausted. And it's one of those things, like, and you're absolutely right. They're throwing so much at us, and it very well could be a strategy. Let's keep this stuff going. They'll be so exhausted that they won't actually be able to fight. And if you look up this article, it talks about a lot of different methods to, you know, just kind of like put your mind at ease. And it gives you a list of links, with instructions about things that you can do to make an actual difference. And I've done a couple of these, and it is really helpful. And I'm going to see if I can scroll down because there's a link in here in particular that takes you to a blog where they talk about, you know, everything they're doing every day, and I'm not seeing the link.
Well, you look for that. I just want to say to Andrew and people that are sick of seeing it, I know you're sick of seeing it, but you can't stop looking. You absolutely cannot. You cannot ignore what is happening, and I'm not saying that you are. I know it's frustrating. I get sick of seeing it too, but you cannot ignore what is happening in the world, because the moment we turn our back and say, well, I don't care anymore, whatever, that's when they win. That's when they do come for you. That's when gay people lose the right to get married. That's when people of different nationalities and colors are sent back to where they're from, and then they're stopped from coming back in the country. That's when we go from this to even worse, because it can get worse. It should be getting worse for the Republican Party, because this is on their heads. They can kick Trump out whenever they want. You know, they could stop him, and they don't.
It's one of those things they will eventually, and I did find the link. I'll get to that in a second.
Sure.
There will be a point where the Republican Party will determine that Trump is doing more damage than good to their party. And when it looks like they're going to lose the midterm, which is coming up, well, I say coming up, it's a year and a half away now when we'll be able to vote new senators and representatives in.
Right.
But when it gets to the point where it's looking like they're going to lose their foothold in Congress, they're going to impeach Trump. I'm surprised it's not already there. I guess they're still at a wait and see, or they're trying to build up their case so they can impeach him.
Yeah, because I don't know, like, what are they waiting for? Like, what would tip them off that America is sick of it? Is it the protests? The women's protests, the march that was one of the biggest marches of all time? Of all of the protests at the airports in support of, you know, of, well, against the travel ban.
Yeah.
You know, is it the 39% approval rating? Is it the fact that the media can't stop talking about how awful he is? Like, what are they waiting for?
I guess they're thinking
they're afraid of him. They're afraid of Donald Trump.
Then it might be that, or it might just
be no reason to be afraid of the overgrown Oompa Loompa.
They're afraid of him because he won.
And I mean, that's the other thing. Like, they could be thinking, well, I mean, he won the election doing all this nonsense. So let's just wait and see. Because again,
he won the electoral vote.
Yeah. And that's actually thanks to the Republican Party and gerrymandering, but
and Russia
and Russia a little bit
and WikiLeaks.
Yeah. So anyway,
those leaks that he wants to stop because they're un-American. Fuck you.
Uh huh. So yeah, no, it's man. I had a point that I was
I'm
about
sorry.
To get to. I
don't I'm sorry. It's frustrating.
Now. It's what the other thing we have to remember. That's what I was going to say. He hasn't even been president for a month yet.
Mm. He hasn't.
And maybe that's what the Republican Party is waiting on. They're thinking like, well, okay, right out the we're storm. Still in the first month. Let's see if this gets any better before we take any drastic measures.
Well, see,
because yeah, impeachment is very drastic.
It is. And you know, you can count the number of presidents that have been impeached on one hand, maybe two. I'd have to look into history to find out for sure. They tried to impeach Clinton. They tried to impeach, oh God, they tried to impeach Bill Clinton for lying once.
So far as I'm aware.
Lying once.
And I'll have to look this up, but I'm fairly certain that no president has actually been impeached. They have resigned, but they haven't been impeached.
Like Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, and I'll look that up in a second, but first, it is www.indivisibleguide.com. They actually have it's a whole thing about like the anti-Trump agenda. It tells you where the protests are going on, where there's going to be somewhere around you, like tips for what to do during a protest. It has just, it's a very useful resource and I highly recommend checking it out.
Because you can't stop getting angry. You can't stop protesting because if you stop protesting, and I think that's what they're doing. They're trying to ride out. They're trying to exhaust you. They're going to ride out the storm as long as they can because they think people will stop showing up and they'll stop caring and then they can do whatever they want.
They're
can't
hoping
do
they
that.
Can feed on our ADD society anymore.
And I hope not. I got a message today from David up at Villainous Grounds.
I read through your conversation.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Yeah. He messaged the Podzilla 1985 Facebook, which you can go to at www.facebook.com/Podzilla1985.
You can't see the messages.
You can't see the messages, but you can message us.
Yeah.
And he was so frustrated and he was just angry. And so was I. And we're sitting there being angry together. And you're like, I will give Donald Trump credit. He really has united most of this country against him. So good job. If you need any kind of inspiration, just remember that someday historians and people will look back at this time and it'll be one of the most shameful moments in American history. And you're a part of it. So be proud. I know this was Allie's first presidential election. Ethan, was this for your first presidential election? Yep. Ethan as well. I'm glad you two were around for this shit show.
Okay. See, I thought Bill Clinton resigned, but apparently he was impeached. I could have sworn that he resigned before.
No, Clinton never resigned.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even remember him actually being impeached. I remember they tried to impeach him.
They tried to.
Because this is saying he was impeached.
If I remember correctly, it wasn't a full impeach. Like, they did
it
something.
It was like a partial.
The nation's 42nd.
Damn, DeVos.
The nation's 42nd president was impeached by the House of Representatives on December 19th, 1998 for allegedly misleading a grand jury about his extramarital affair with Lewinsky in the White House and then persuading others to lie about it too. That's why he was impeached.
Yeah, the Monica Lewinsky.
And I mean, I knew that was the whole scandal and that's why they were going to impeach him, but it's ridiculous to me that he was impeached because of an extramarital affair.
Yeah, he was impeached for lying about cheating on his wife. Donald Trump has lied about national security concerns. His national security head was giving information to Russia. His campaign team was in contact with Russia during the campaign. And the Republicans are sitting on it. And they keep throwing out things like, oh, yes, it should definitely be investigated. We should definitely do something about it.
So do it.
And they've been doing this for a while. John McCain, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham. They keep saying, yes, we're going to do something about it. And I disagree with the president. But then they don't do anything because they're trying to keep enough constituents happy that it keeps them popular. But at the same time, they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them in this orange monster.
Especially McCain.
President Orange, as Busta Rhymes called him at the Grammys.
McCain just McCain has been driving me crazy.
The original Maverick.
Because McCain has been talking about like how he's been very outspoken about how he doesn't support Trump's ideals. He doesn't support so much of Trump, yet he keeps voting right with the rest of his party.
Yeah. Right down the middle.
Yeah. Not down the middle. Right down the right.
Save for a couple of Republicans that did vote for the against DeVos. Two, I believe, which is why Mike Pence had to do the record breaking of the historical tiebreaker. Never done before. This is how crazy this presidency is.
In fairness, those two, either of them, could have stopped DeVos in committee.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So it's one of those things. Those two, like, and they're getting a lot of credit, and a lot of their constituents were really happy, and a lot of people have praised them, Dalton included, I remember saying, like, yeah, good on those two guys.
Yeah.
But no, Not good on those two guys. Either of them could have absolutely stopped DeVos in committee. Either of them. It would have even taken both. If either of them had said no in committee, she wouldn't have gone to the vote in the first place. When they voted against her in the house, or like in Congress,
is a moot point.
It was moot because they had the votes they needed.
Yeah.
They were allowed. The GOP told them, yes, you can vote no because we're going to win anyway.
Yeah. And then they look good. Mm-hmm. They get all the credit in the world, and that's going to help them during, you know, midterms.
Because I saw that all over the internet. People were saying, like, good on these two guys. I don't remember their names at this point.
One was a woman, I believe.
Okay. Either way, they were like, good on these two. These two, you know, they stuck with their values over their party, blah, blah, blah. No, they didn't.
No, that's just like saying John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Mitch McConnell are sticking to their morals over their party. You can talk a big game, but where's the evidence?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what you're going to do. Do it.
Do it.
Yeah, like let's see it in the voting. And yeah, like, well, they did vote. Well, then, yeah, they did when it didn't matter.
Yeah, like Paul Ryan before the election, who said that he did not support Donald Trump. And then what did he do? He voted for him. John McCain, I believe, voted for him.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz went to work for him. After he bashed Ted Cruz's wife.
Lying Ted.
And said that his father had a hand in the assassination of President Kennedy.
By the way, Andrew Johnson was the other president that was impeached. There have been two historically. And yeah, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton.
Hey, get excited, because, you know, someday if the Republicans get their balls up, we might see a third. But until that happens, or we vote in some Democrats, it's going to be the Trump show.
Yeah, see, part of me is really hoping that we will get to see a huge swing, because there are quite a few, and there has to be because they have the majority, there are quite a few Republicans up for vote at the midterm.
Yeah.
So we just have to hope that America gets their collective heads out of their arses and gets some of these Republicans out of office.
Well, the scary part about that is that America didn't vote Trump in to begin with. The Electoral College did.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trump lost the vote by 3 million. He may claim that 3 million people, and he has claimed since he won, and he's still bitching about the 3 million unregistered, or dead registered and illegally registered voters, mm-hmm, that vote against him. Because it was the grand plan of the Democratic Party to bring in these illegal voters in states that wouldn't matter. That's the flaw in their plan, is they brought him into states that didn't matter. And that's how Trump still won, because he would have won handily if not for that. They also now claim that they bust in thousands of voters into, I believe, Massachusetts from New Hampshire, or to New Hampshire from Massachusetts. I forget which. That's a claim they made on Sunday, and they're sticking by. And when asked for evidence, they have none. They just say everyone knows it.
Well, that's what
I heard.
That's
not evidence. That's like yesterday when we did Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and I asked Dalton, he was arguing about this girl, this wrestler's character. And I said, what's her character? And he said, well, she's a veteran of the ring. That's not a character. That's not evidence. Just because people agree with you doesn't mean it's true. I don't get it. We can't talk. We did 42 minutes on this. I can't talk about it anymore. Right. We've got happier things to talk about.
Let's do it.
I want to talk about sex toys.
Yay.
What?
I find it incredibly difficult to go from talking about politics, which I have a real passion for.
To talking about dildos?
To talking about sex toys or goddamn Cash Me Outside Girl.
Listen, I am curious enough to know what you like, because I glanced over those notes. I didn't see anything about sex toys.
I was gonna
Where are you going with
this? I was
going
to have Dalton on, and I told him we were going to talk about toys again tonight. And I was going to show him different sex toys and ask him about them. But then he didn't show up.
That would have been a fantastic bit. Well, no, he did show up. He just didn't stay for the show.
Because
he
knew.
He came to pick up his action figures and left.
Yep.
He said what we were going to talk about. I said action toys.
Action toys.
The action of taking the dildo and shoving it up and down, you know? Anyway. Aww.
Good old PZ85 After Dark. No rules on this show.
No rules, but you know, it's the moment I started talking about this, like, I felt out of place. The moment I started, I got my notes here and I'm talking about Donald Trump and Michael Flynn and the leaks that are apparently coming out that the White House is so obsessed with. And I see you're looking at Ethan playing that and Lindsay's playing Pokemon. And I thought to myself, I feel out of place. Like, I feel like I should stop talking about politics on the show.
No, honestly, you shouldn't, part of what keeps me in the loop personally.
And I love talking about politics. It's like I said before the show, though, I've been on vacation all week, so I haven't been, like, I've been far away from
the news cycle. No vacation from this.
Because I need to get, you know, I'm exhausted, as we said earlier. And it really doesn't matter what Ethan's playing. I will always, and it
watch
doesn't matter
whatever
what
Ethan is playing.
It doesn't matter what we're talking about.
Well, he was
about.
Doing phone sex earlier.
Yeah, I know.
And I was watching it him matter. In the crane games.
He wasn't very good at phone sex. Ethan Craig Miles, not good at phone sex. You heard it here first.
And really, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. It doesn't matter what Ethan's playing. Well, I'm going to be watching it because it's happening.
I know, but I find the it's so odd to go from talking like to want to be taken seriously to talking about politics to talking about the Catch Me Outside girl. Like, it really is. Okay. That was the heart of Blogzilla, was that we would talk about something serious and then follow that up with a completely inane article about nothing. And that's what
we're
doing
now. Usually my articles.
I mean, to be fair, John Oliver follows that method.
You can tell which ones I write and which ones Lindsay writes. Aww. My two articles that I've written for Blogzilla recently were about the lies from the Trump administration and the attack on the right-wing Nazi. I've already forgotten his name because I don't care about him. Lindsay's was about,
talking about
Pokemon
David Duke?
Cards.
No. The guy that got punched. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Lindsay talked about Pokemon cards, and I think you have a new article coming up.
Yes, I'm working on one for
And what's it about? Give us a sneak peek.
It's a series of online games by Cybird.
That you play quite a bit. Stay tuned to that. That will be popular, because those are always the most popular articles on Blogzilla, for some reason.
People love fun.
People don't like to be bogged down with how terrible life is, but you need to be bogged down by how terrible life is.
Occasionally you need to let yourself realize it.
If people ignored the plight of others and they ignored the injustice that was happening, we would still have slavery. We would still have just the most terrible things.
Lindsay would be flogged in the street because she's not at home making us dinner.
She would be flogged because her breasts are too large.
That's not the case.
No.
I'm sure.
She'd be a concubine.
I'm sure other bad things would happen.
Let's talk about Danielle Bregoli.
That the Catch Me Outside girl?
That's the Catch Me Outside. I wonder if anybody actually knew her name.
I didn't.
So Lindsay didn't know what this was. And I haven't shown her the video, but it's this stupid ass 13-year-old. She's 13. And she went on the Dr. Phil show because she's out of control. And she hit the internet with this meme, Catch Me Outside, how about that? Which people have turned into like one of the most popular memes right now. And it was back then, and then it came back recently. And now it's so popular that she's actually in Hollywood now working on projects simply from that.
Never heard of it. Don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, it's just this like the queen of the trash birds.
Just trash bird.
On Dr.
And 13,
Phil.
13 too. So it's really hard to attack a 13-year-old because she's still a child. She doesn't look like a child. I'll say that.
Most 13-year-olds anymore don't.
I assume
that
she was a teenager.
She looks like very much an adult. Something in the milk over there, if you know what I'm saying. That's all I'll say about it.
Meth?
What?
I say again. Meth? Meth?
But what gets me about this is that she could get rich off of this. And aren't you a little, are you as sick as I am of seeing memes making people rich, or just, I'm tired of memes in general.
To be fair.
Are you not tired of memes?
To be fair.
It depends on what it is.
A lot of the
if
memes.
Voltron's involved? No.
A lot of the memes, like, any of the guys that have gotten really popular off of stuff, like, Good Guy Greg, like, Unlucky Brian, Scumbag Steve, all of those guys, did not affect their personal lives at all. Occasionally someone in public would be like, hey, aren't you Scumbag Steve?
And not only that, but those guys, they didn't do it themselves. Like, they just took a picture of these guys and put quotes on it and made it funny. This girl went on Dr. Phil and she said this. Like, they didn't just take a picture of her and attribute something to it. Apparently, this is her catchphrase. This is a catchphrase now. Catch me outside, how about that?
So
I love
dumb.
That America, we love to reward stupidity in America with presidencies and contracts.
It's the thing, like, we're not rewarding her. We're laughing at her.
But she's making bank off of it.
Is she?
Yes. You don't think she's going to make a killing off of this?
We'll see.
And meanwhile, you and I are stuck here.
We can't even sell a damn t-shirt.
We're sitting at this table actually talking about things that I think matters, and we do it for free. But this person, human, says one dumbass thing and the internet latches on because they're starving, hungry little weirdos. And then they turn her into a megastar overnight.
I mean, easy now. I'm one of those people.
And you're weird as hell.
Okay, that's fair.
All of you. Not me.
I mean, I own up to being weird as hell.
I don't know. It upsets me. And I'm trying to think, has there ever been a meme that has gone mainstream that you can think of?
What do you mean gone mainstream?
Like something, a meme that got that person actual fame. Like, they turned it into a career or something like that.
I mean, there's some people that have used it to kind of launch their careers.
Like?
I mean, all the ones I like usually just are pictures of animals, so.
I love animals. They're adorable.
Yeah, like
I really miss Art School Owl.
You get the advice animals is what I like to call them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those are fine too, but
I don't think those animals have hit the screen.
No, I mean, they've been in like music videos and stuff.
And so will she when she's legal, probably. Just looking at her, I can see many videos in her future.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
When she turns 18.
Like, I just know.
If you know what I mean.
Cause I was reading this whole thing about like, there are people talking about these people in the memes and, you know, what they're doing now, like how the origin of the meme, et cetera. And I don't remember which one it was, but there was at least one where they were talking about they use their notoriety on the internet to get them into just further their career, basically.
It's 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
And granted, like a lot of the ones that are really, really old are still around. Like I said, Scumbag Steve. And apparently all of that stuff was bought at a thrift shop by his grandmother. and he is apparently like the nicest dude ever. But like anybody that sees him in public, like, hey, aren't you Scumbag Steve? He was a real scumbag.
Who would see him and just make that connection without him being dressed up like Scumbag Steve? Because he just looks like some dopey-eyed white dude. He looks like Stephen Miller. Like he cleaned himself up and got a job. Maybe it is Stephen Miller.
See, then there you go. He used his internet notoriety to further his career.
I just bet Donald Trump was like, that guy's hilarious. Get him. He'll talk for me.
That's my favorite meme. It's Scumbag Steve.
Get the Catch Me Outside girl. When she's 5 years older, I'll marry her.
No, isn't his favorite meme Pepe? Or is that just the...
That's the alt-right neo-Nazi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
If you think that line was out of place, that whole when she's 5 years older, I'll marry her, you may not have seen the video of Donald Trump talking to this like 10-year-old girl. And she was on some show or she was a singer or something. He said goodbye to her, and then he said to the camera, what's crazy is when she's, 10 years from now, she'll be my girlfriend.
Ugh.
Gross.
That's who you elected as president, by the way.
Gross.
I want you to say goodbye to the thimble. It's gone.
Why?
It's gone. Delete.
Why?
Delete.
I mean, yes, it's a stupid token, but why?
Nobody uses a thimble
anymore. Nobody even knows what a thimble is.
I know what a thimble is. There's one sitting on my desk for when I can't get my stupid needle and thread to go through the Velcro for the dumb doll dresses I make.
I know what a thimble's for. It's just people don't sew anymore.
I sew. I sewed yesterday. By hand, not with a machine.
Yeah, see, the machine is what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Machines have replaced the thimble.
Monopoly is getting rid of the thimble. It's gone.
That's fine.
Replacing it with?
It's going to be revealed on March 3rd, which is apparently Monopoly Day.
Okay.
I don't think that's an actual holiday.
It might be.
I mean, they need to sell this board somehow. Because I outright refuse to play Monopoly at this point.
Aw.
I hate Monopoly.
I used to love Monopoly. Used to.
If you play Monopoly,
you still want that Warcraft edition.
Well, just because it's Warcraft.
All
right. Right. It's one of
those Monopoly because it's too long.
And everyone gets mad at you.
And everyone cheats.
Yeah. And everybody gets, once you get towards the end game, it gets needlessly complicated because you don't want to end the game, but you really want to end the game.
And drawn out and takes too long. And by the end, no one's really having fun anymore.
Exactly.
They just want to finish the game. At first, it's fun. Like when you're first going around picking up the pieces and stuff, you're having a good time. I got Baltic Avenue. Sweet. You got Park Place. Sweet.
Yeah. And if you play it by the actual rules, it's a lot faster. But nobody likes the actual rules. Everybody's
got to actually auction, and that's not fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody has house rules.
Yeah, everybody has house rules, and everybody's house rules are different. And it like everybody's house rules just work towards extending the game. I just bought Catan. That is a much better board game. It is significantly more fun.
I like Clue.
Clue is way more fun.
I like video games.
Video games are way more fun than Monopoly.
I tried to get him to play 13 Dead End Drive. That didn't work very well.
We played Trivial Pursuit together.
Oh, it's so much fun. You murder people.
Oh. The Trivial Pursuit is a better game than Monopoly.
I love Trivial Pursuit.
Monopoly is like my least favorite board game of all time.
And I had
still have Planet Hollywood.
I had it on Super Nintendo.
Planet Hollywood.
I had Monopoly on Super Nintendo. It's one of my favorite games.
I never liked it because you couldn't change the rules.
So they haven't replaced it with anything yet. There was voting that apparently that's over now. So they're going to reveal the new piece on March 3rd.
So wasn't the last one the cat?
The cat's in the running.
But I thought the cat's already in them.
It might be. I know I saw a picture of a cat. I know some of the ones that it could be, there's emojis.
No.
So if, yeah. So
no.
If you wanted that poop emoji in your Monopoly game.
Everybody loves the poop emoji.
No.
Maybe it's the Cash Me Outside girl.
No.
No, everybody wants that poop emoji.
They really do. You can't go to a store anymore without seeing that poop emoji everywhere. It's smiling.
Patrick Stewart is going to voice a poop emoji.
What?
Did you not hear about
stupid
this?
Ass.
Why?
Yeah.
There's an emoji movie.
Yep.
Patrick Stewart, why?
Money.
Money.
The last thing you made me say why to was when you voiced a character in Bambi 2.
I think it was David Cross.
he voiced Bambi's dad.
It was either David Cross or it was a comedian for sure. I want to say it's David Cross who said that the reason they do movies like that is because the worse the script is, the bigger the payout is.
Because they need to make up for it.
Because nobody wants to do an emoji movie.
No.
No.
That's so dumb.
I was like, I make fun of sci-fi movies all the time. That's on the sci-fi channel. But if sci-fi said, we want to buy the rights to a story of yours and put it on the show.
You'd do it in a second.
I'd do it in a second. I'd sell it to them. Hell yeah. I want, really want money. I need money. Which is why you can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985 and.
None of that money goes towards Shannon.
It fucking needs to.
None of that money goes towards anyone.
It fucking needs to. I've got a surgery that I need to have done. I haven't said this on the show before, I don't think. But I legitimately need to get a surgery that I've been putting off.
Well, you can set up a GoFundMe.
I refuse to do it. I know I'm joking right now. I will not take money from people for surgery. I will not do it. I would die. I'll die before I ask anyone for money. Remember how much grief I gave you over Patreon?
I do.
I didn't want to do it.
It took me weeks to get you to agree to let me do it.
Yeah, and then I think you just did it anyway.
Yes, I did.
Fucker.
Well, no, I got to a point where you were just like, I got you to where you weren't actively saying no. So I was like, all right, he's not saying no.
He's gotten us better equipment.
So I'm going to just do it.
last thing, and then we're going to get out of here because the show's gone by so quickly. We talked about PewDiePie on Tuesday. You know, PewDiePie.
Last thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Last thing, huh?
Shit. You know what? Screw PewDiePie.
Yeah, we talked about him on Tuesday. I mean, you guys talked about him on
PewDiePie
Tuesday.
PewDiePie released a statement today to the Wall Street Journal, who's just been pissing people off left and right lately, because they're the one that went to his sponsors and told him, hey, he did this. What do you think? And that's what got everything pulled. PewDiePie released a statement today saying, I'm still here. I'm still making videos. Nice try, Wall Street Journal. Try again, motherfuckers. Ha! So go, PewDiePie?
No.
We got one last thing. So Lindsay can finally talk, and then we'll get out of here. Lindsay, there was a story I sent you today about...
Yesterday.
Today. Like, 2 hours ago.
You sent it to me yesterday when you got back from recording Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
What happened today?
You took a nap.
What is today?
Today Thursday. Is Thursday.
Where's Tanner?
That was weeks ago.
Fuck.
Months.
My bad. Okay, so I told you yesterday. There's a controversy around Pokemon cards. Now, this doesn't quite relate to me as much because I don't play it. I've never gotten into it. It looks awesome, and you guys have a lot of fun with it. So I'll let you explain to Jesse what's going on, and then you guys, I'll chirp in if I can.
Okay, so I play and collect Pokemon cards. I play more digitally, but I collect the actual cards for the artwork.
A lot of money.
So I enjoy opening booster packs and seeing what cool cards I get.
That is the basis of so many things now. Loot boxes and Overwatch.
Oh, I have several people on YouTube that I watch. And well, now it has come out that the Sun and Moon series is mapped. So long story short, do not buy individual booster packs of Sun and Moon if you go into a store and see it open. Like, if you go to GameStop and it's sitting on the counter, don't buy any of those packs because it has been put out that every third card in every third pack is the ones that has the good cards and everything else is junk. And I wasn't sure exactly if this was it, but tonight one of the YouTubers that I watch that I actually, like, trust on the Pokemon card thing.
Who's that?
Unlisted Leaf.
Unlisted Leaf, which you've talked about on the show before.
Yes, I have. He had another booster box. It was completely sealed. You saw it sealed, watched him open it, and then pulled out both sides, stacks up, one on right, one on left, and opened up the first three packages to see where that first good card was. And it was, sure enough, the first two were junk. The next one had a GX card, which is one of the new big holographic deals. Mm-hmm. So from there, it's like, okay, set two packs to the side, open the third. Holo, two packs aside, open the third. Another GX card. Two packs aside, open the next one. Another holo.
Wait, did he not open the other packs?
No, he didn't. He just set them aside. But every single pack that he did open had a good or rare card in it.
Well, how did he know the other cards didn't have them too?
The first two packs he opened were regular rares, okay, which is what you get.
You're always guaranteed a rare.
And then when he started the next pile, same thing, top two packs, just to make sure that things were the same, open both of them, regular rares, next one, full art GX card.
That's not the first time something like that has happened. It's happened in Magic a few times. I want to say Dragon's Maze was the last one that was really big in. And that one, you saw, like, you could buy booster packs dirt cheap on the internet of Dragon's Maze. And the reason being is exactly that.
Because there wasn't squat
in it. Yeah, they were mapped. So it's one of those things people figured out, like, oh, well, every booster pack, we knew that this booster pack was going to have this stuff. So that means that this booster pack will have good stuff.
It's going to have squat.
So, I'll grab those booster packs out, sell the rest of the box, and just make my money back.
Which is basically what they're saying. If you have a shady retailer that you don't trust and they know this, they could open the box, take out all the good ones, refill the box with all regular rare cards, and then open up the good packs and sell the individual cards for more money than what the pack would be.
Or keep them themselves that they collect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is, as far as I know, just the actual booster boxes themselves. I don't know how, like, the individual packs that you get at, like, Target or Walmart and Toys R Us that are in the little, like, the cardboard sleeves. I don't know how those are packaged, and no one's like, commented on those ones.
If it's anything like Magic, they'll be completely different.
Okay, because, yeah, I personally have not bought any of the individual sleeves other than, like, at Toys R Us and Target where it's in that cardboard piece.
Right.
As far as that goes, Elite Trainer boxes should be fine. Like the blister packs, those should be fine. It's just those individual ones where you actually have the foil booster pack package.
And most of those, like, you're only going to find them at
specialty,
like,
stores.
Yeah. And Hastings, oddly enough.
No, you won't.
Back when that was open. Not that anymore. That was a place. Basically, if you open up, like, if you go to a retailer and you find a box that's been opened up and they have just, like, you know, the 36 booster packs inside of them.
Yep.
Those are the ones that Lindsay's talking about. So be wary of any of those that you see.
Don't buy single ones online.
And unless don't buy them on the internet.
Unless
it is a trusted retailer.
Don't trust GameStop.
Like, if you trust your local, if you trust your local card shop, by all means, go for it.
Yeah.
Or talk to them.
Because some of us can't afford to buy $100 booster boxes as much as they would love to.
Hell, if you have a relationship with your local shop and you are the Pokemon buyer there, tell them and maybe they can hook you up with the best cards. If they're good, that's what we would do. You know, if we ran a card shop, we would do that. And a lot of card shop owners are pretty legit and nice. So, you know, maybe you can you beat the system. You're counting cards. Good for you.
Well, honestly, yeah. Like, that's something that back when Dragon's Maze was a thing, my local card shop, they had to ban people from, actually,
digging,
like, getting,
the box.
Well, yeah, getting their packs out themselves. They had to keep the box behind the counter because what was happening.
And they just grab them from the front because otherwise they'll sit there and be like third, 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 third.
Yep. They would basically check, like, they would buy the first three. They would look at which one was good. And then, at that point, they knew which other packs to grab and they would just grab each of those packs and hand them to the shop owner.
They would be smarter than that.
You know, the companies that make these cards, you think they would be smarter? It's kind of like WWE. They know what they're doing is terrible, but they just put it out anyway because people are still going to do it. So why?
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, it's an extra step to make it random. And they just kind of hoped that, like, they do this and hope that nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
And but there's enough people that buy this stuff.
People figure out algorithms all the time.
Yeah, your brain naturally looks for patterns.
Yeah.
Like, that's just something that happens. The human brain notices patterns even when there aren't patterns there.
Right.
Especially when you have these people online that are opening multiple booster boxes
for
their channels.
Like Unlisted Leaf. The guy makes his living on opening cards.
Yeah. He's opened three Sun and Moon booster boxes, and this is the third one he's opened, and it took 10 minutes. Usually each box is 4 10-minute videos because he takes his time and goes through and shows off the art.
And that really kills the community. It kills the fun of buying these cards and getting a rare, because now if you know what to expect, it's like putting a cheat code in Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, you've got all the guns now, but it takes the fun out of it.
And honestly, like, this kind of thing, though, is perfect for, like, more competitive and, like, more competitive players and people that are out to just make money off of it.
Scalpers.
Mm-hmm. Because that was, like,
resellers.
I mean, going back to the Magic version of this, because I can't speak too much on the Pokemon version, in that set, one of the cards that you could get, and you were guaranteed one per box.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
That's Yu-Gi-Oh.
Sorry.
It was this card called Voice of Resurgence. And this was a $60 piece of cardboard whenever it first came out. And you could basically grab these mapped booster packs, grab whichever one, or grab all the ones you want, find the Voice of Resurgence. That pays for every booster pack
that you've
bought.
Purchased, yep.
And then you just, you know, sell that, sell whatever other cards you got, and then you could just sell the booster packs because you could sell them cheaper than normal.
Yeah.
Like, here, I've got, because, I mean, it would only be like 6 packs were any good in the box, and this, so there's 36 packs per box.
You got 30 more packs that you could sell at $2 a pop rather than the 4 that is normally there.
Sell them at 60, you sell the Voice of Resurgence for 50, you only paid $90 for the box. There you go.
You only paid 90. All right. Oh, Oysters Rockefeller over here. He only paid $90 for that box.
I'm talking about, like, if you're talking about selling that other stuff, like, you've made your money back in selling those extra booster packs and then one of the cards that you got that's going
to
be rare.
One time I tried to be a reseller. One time. I bought the Nintendo Wii U the day it came out, took it home. Lindsay and Bob were like, "Why'd you buy that? You're not going to play it." I'm like, no, I'm going to resell it and make money on it. I'm going to do what everybody else is doing.
But then you wanted to play it.
But then I opened it and played it, you know. Thanks for spoiling it. I was building up to something.
What? I thought that you sent Lindsay out to buy that Wii U.
I did. I was working at Shoe Carnival at the time.
Yeah, after you were like, no, I don't want it. Let's not pre-order. Day of, will you go to Best Buy, please?
I don't remember sounding like a little bitch, but maybe my recollection is different than others.
That's how she read the text message.
Oh. No, because it was all caps.
Yeah.
It's always
will you
all
go
caps.
To Best Buy, please?
All right, we're out of here. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. Sorry we if you lasted through the 45 minutes of Trump to get to the rest of the horseshit. We appreciate it. Thank you guys. Thank Jesse and Lindsay and Ethan for being quiet. Yeah. Jesse's going to be back on Sunday with Nerd Up. Make sure you stay tuned. Also go to Podzilla1985.com. Listen to all the old shows. We will see you guys again next week. Have a great weekend. Take care of each other, and we'll miss you. Yes?
Sure.
Yes?
I want a good card, damn it.
Bye.
Should just close out on "I want a good card, damn it."
I forgot to hit stop.